Gerard Baker, U.S. editor of the Times of London, describes opinion of the outgoing Prime Minister in the British press as decidedly mixed.
Obviously, Tony Blair is going out in circumstances other than those he would have liked, and going under the cloud, particularly of the Iraq war, and approval ratings that are pretty low. I think on the whole, given the tenor of press coverage of Tony Blair over the last couple of years, which has been extremely hostile, very, very critical over Iraq, he's gone out on a moderately high note, and people are being more willing to credit him with some of the achievements that his administration has. The most important, I think, by any measure, is the economy. It's worth remembering that before Tony Blair, every single Labour government that there has been in Britain has run into an economic crisis at some stage. The fact is, under Tony Blair, the British economy has grown continuously throughout those 10 years.
Although Tony Blair's current unpopularity is primarily a result of his support for the U.S.-led war in Iraq, Gerard Baker says he believes in retrospect it was not a foreign policy mistake for Britain to have supported the United States so fully.
I think he took a very brave decision in political terms because it was not popular, and I think he believed he was doing what he did for the right reasons. Britain has made its alliance with Washington the key point of its foreign policy for the last 50 years since the Suez disaster in 1956, and has sworn never to allow itself to be distanced from American foreign policy. And so it would have been extremely hard for any prime minister to say 5 years ago, you know, we're actually going to side with Jacques Chirac of France and Vladimir Putin of Russia. In strategic terms, it was the right decision, and the blame for what's gone on in Iraq should not lie with Tony Blair, but actually should lie with those in the United States who've managed to make such a mess of it.
Matthias Rueb, Washington correspondent for the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, credits Tony Blair with domestic achievements, early foreign policy successes, and progress toward European integration.
In terms of internal policies in Great Britain, he overcame antagonism between trade unions and entrepreneurship. In terms of foreign policy, he was cheered by the left-wing mainstream media in Germany when he, together with Bill Clinton, bombed Serbia to defend the Kosovo Albanians. He was considered to be the hero by our foreign minister, Joschka Fischer. What he did with George W. Bush in Iraq, from that time on, he became really the villain and was no longer considered a hero, but the poodle of George W. Bush. Before he came to power, there was a shadow of doubt whether Great Britain is really an integral part of the European Union. And that's no longer the case. And I think this is really a very important legacy.
Matthias Rueb says he believes that Tony Blair has excellent credentials for his next undertaking, despite much criticism in the European press.
Without the Iraq war, there would be no discussion whatsoever whether he should be the envoy of the Middle East Quartet, because he's really mostly qualified, and as Prime Minister of Great Britain, he was always trying to bring about peace in the Middle East.
George Hishmay, Dean of the Arab Press Corps in Washington, says the Arabs are eager to have a designated Middle East peace envoy, although Tony Blair comes with what he calls a lot of baggage.
The most notorious one was when he refused to endorse an immediate ceasefire during the war in Lebanon last year, and his backing of the U.S. policies in the Middle East, especially in Iraq. That would be a problem. After a meeting with the California governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, recently, he said a lasting resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian issue is essential. He's obviously interested in improving his legacy, and he could have a chance to turn things around. However, I must point out that he is really not negotiating an end to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. He's only helping Palestinian governance. His focus.
Gerard Baker of the Times of London says that whether or not the former British Prime Minister can be successful in advancing the cause of peace in the Middle East is less a function of his suitability than of the difficulty of the task.
Clearly, he is very experienced. He spent a lot of time in the Middle East over the last 10 years. There are two problems. One is anybody capable of bringing peace to what now looks like a multifaceted war. The second, there is a sense among some people in the Middle East that Blair has been too slavishly pro-Israel and pro-America and therefore lacks the credibility to win the confidence of some of those parties. That's a legitimate question, I think. I think he will commit himself to it with real energy and I'm sure and with real enthusiasm. And I don't think actually he'll have too much difficulty speaking truth to power. I mean, he'll be free from political constraints in a way that he hasn't been for the last 10 years. I think the bigger problem is not the man, it's the mission. The mission is just an extraordinarily difficult one.
But Tony Blair is no stranger to extraordinary challenges. Today he is widely praised for his role in brokering peace in Northern Ireland. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.